I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Arros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy
Welcome
Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie. So, and before we get started on the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you'll learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you're fully educated on what we do here in the Bunker, then go ahead and click on that merchandise tab. Then you'll find the classic logo t-shirt, the Pride logo t-shirt, and all of our other special event t-shirts. I think we're up to 7 total different t-shirts now in our online store. But don't worry, all the online gimmicks you've come to know and love from the Renegades of Puck are still available. Wall art, socks, throw pillows. You can outfit your entire home if you would like, and your entire body with merchandise from the Renegades of Puck. What I'm trying to say is we've sold out, so that you can buy in. You can help us out, and it's of critical importance, on social media. Give us a like, give us a subscription, give us a follow. Whether it comes to Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can find us on all of those different social media platforms. You can also find the video podcast on YouTube. And of course, you can find the audio podcast on a myriad of different platforms, including Spotify, Stitcher, Google, and so many others. We sure would appreciate you following along. More people are hearing the show than ever before, thanks to our new affiliation with Full Press Coverage. The Full Press Predators podcast is doing better than ever, and we sure to appreciate everyone for helping us out on all of those different platforms. You can become a partner or a sponsor of the Renegades of Puck by going to Venmo and searching Renegades of Puck, or just scanning the QR code that's currently on your screen. Thanks to generous Renegades just like you, we've been able to upgrade all of our equipment here in the Bunker, and we look forward to continuing those upgrades well into the future. We also have some pretty big event plans coming up, and we're going to need some funds for our trip to Vegas coming up on New Year's Eve. So we sure would appreciate each and every one of you for any donations you can make. Even a dollar goes a long way to helping the Renegades of Puck here in the trenches. Now it's time for me to deliver the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, so let's get to it. It's time for operation number 683. That's right, show number 683 already for the Renegades of Puck. And at this moment in hockey history, the Nashville Predators currently find themselves in fourth place in the Central Division. They played 23 games on the season. They have a record of 12-9-2, 26 points, has them 6 points behind the first place Dallas Stars, 3 points behind the second place Winnipeg Jets, and 1 point behind the third place Colorado Avalanche, 2 points clear of Minnesota, 4 points clear of St. Louis, 9 points clear of Arizona, now 10 points clear of the Chicago Blackhawks, who are in last place in the Central Division. So the Nashville Predators sit in fourth place in the Central. They have a road record of 5-6-0, and they continue on to this third game of their three-game road trip, taking the first two in New Jersey and against the New York Islanders, now heading off to Tampa Bay, which is where their next game will take place. A whole road record of 5-6 on the season. The Preds have scored 63 goals on the season. They have given up 70. That's a goal differential of -7. Now, for the Nashville Predators, this is not the first time they've faced off against Tampa Bay. Already, this will be the close of their regular season series. They faced off back on November the 19th. It was a 3-2 overtime loss versus Tampa Bay. Steven Stamkos had the game-winning overtime goal. Vasilevsky got the victory 30 out of 32. UC Soros took the loss, going 36 out of 39, and Forsberg and Niederreiter were your goal scorers for the Nashville Predators. Now, once the Nashville Predators wrap up this game in Tampa Bay, they'll wrap up their three-game road trip. They will be back at home on Saturday to face off against the Ottawa Senators. Then December the 12th, they'll be in St. Louis. Then December the 13th versus the Edmonton Oilers at home. So that's a back-to-back on the road, then at home. On the 15th of December, the Nashville Predators will be in Winnipeg, and on the 17th of December, the Nashville Predators will face off against the Colorado Avalanche in Denver. For the Predators, we do have some injuries to report. Glass is listed as day-to-day and missed the most recent game against New York Islanders, and Borowiecki, of course, is still on injured reserve. Before we get into the NHL rankings and matchups between these two teams, let's talk about the Tampa Bay and their most recent stretch of games. 14-8-1 is their record on the season. They have 29 points. That's third in the Atlantic Division. 7-3-1 is their home record. They have a +8 goal differential on the season. And taking a look just at their most recent 5 games played, on November the 24th, it was a 5-3 loss versus the Boston Bruins, but almost everybody has lost to the Boston Bruins this season. 11-25, a 5-2 win versus the St. Louis Blues. On the 28th, a 6-5 overtime win at Buffalo. On the 29th, a 3-1 loss at the Boston Bruins. On the December the 1st, a 4-1 win at Philadelphia. Vasilevsky getting the victory in that one, going 21 out of 22. Now, Tampa Bay will have two more games before facing off against the Nashville Predators. Highly unusual to have this many days off between games at this point in the season, but for the Nashville Predators, they need to just take this as a benefit at this point in time. Tampa Bay will play two more games. The Nashville Predators will have opportunities to scout them for that. Let's take a look at the NHL rankings and the matchups as they are at this moment in hockey history. Goals for the Nashville Predators are 29th overall in the NHL, only 2.65 per game, but still three games over 500 and sitting in fourth place and being competitive in the Central Division. Now, Tampa Bay, of course, is going to have better metrics in almost every category in the Nashville Predators. Goals for is an easy one. Sixth best for Tampa Bay, 3.48 goals per game. Goals against the Nashville Predators are 12th in the NHL, giving up 3 per game, while Tampa Bay is 15th in the NHL, giving up 3.09 per game. But when you score 3.48, you can afford to give up 3.09. Shots for the Preds are 24th in the NHL, generating 29.9 shots per game on the net, while Tampa Bay is 31st in the league, and that is 16th. 31 per game is 16th overall in the NHL. Shots against the Preds are 25th. Tampa Bay is 10th, giving up 30.6 shots against per game. But again, you're over able to come most of those statistical deficiencies when you have such a high-powered offense like Tampa Bay does. On the special teams, the power play for the Tampa Bay Lightning is absolutely crushing it this season. Fourth best in the NHL. 25 times they have converted on 87 opportunities, or 28.7%, while the Nashville Predators power play is 26th overall in the NHL. Converting at 17.9% is actually up a little bit, converting now 15 times out of 84 opportunities on the season. Penalty kill, the Preds are 16th in the NHL, giving up 17 power play goals against on the season, while the Tampa Bay Lightning have given up 18 power play goals against on the season, are rated 20th overall in the NHL, killing off 77.8% of their penalties against. Now, Tampa Bay has some highly, highly skilled individuals, and as a matter of fact, going down the board, their top four scorers would all be top scorer for the Nashville Predators. So let's go down the Tampa Bay side of the ledger first, then we'll talk about the Preds stats. Kucherov leads the Tampa Bay Lightning in stats, 10 goals and 25 assists for 35 total points on the season. The 25 assists, of course, leads Tampa Bay at this point in time of the year. Stamkos has 13 goals in the season, had 15 assists, set for 28 points. Those 13 goals leads Tampa Bay in total goals in the season. Point also has 10 goals and 14 assists for 24 points. Sergachev at 4 and 18 for 22. And Killorn, 7 goals, 12 assists for 19 total points. In net, Vasilevsky's record, not as good as you might expect. 9-7-1, 908 save percentage, 2.77 goals against average, but still getting the job done. And Nashville Predators, Forsberg leads the team in scoring, 8 goals and 14 assists for 22 points. Matthew Shane has 6 goals and 15 assists for 21 points. The captain, Roman Josi, now at 20 points with 6 goals and 14 assists being the breakdown. There, after starting the season rather cold, he is now catching quite on fire at this point in time. Granlund, 4 goals and 14 assists for 18 points. Ryan Johansson, 7-7 for 14. Josi Saros now, a record of 9-6-2, 909 save percentage, 2.92 goals against average. Kevin Lankinen, a record of 3-3 on the season, a 934 save percentage, 2.27 goals against average. Highly impressive numbers by the Nashville Predators' new backup goaltender. He did an excellent job. We'll review and recap all those details coming up against the New York Islanders momentarily, but that gets you all set up for the Nashville Predators' next game against the Tampa Bay Lightning, a highly unusual break in the schedule for the Preds. They'll have to take advantage, get healthy, get rested, and do some additional scouting before going into one of the toughest rinks in the entire NHL against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They've picked up one out of possible 2 points against Tampa Bay this year. It would be outstanding if they could go in and find a way to pick up at least one more point. This road trip has already given the Preds 4 points out of a potential 4 points, 2 more points on the line. They could potentially be coming home to face the Ottawa Senators with the sweep on this road trip into some highly difficult buildings to play against. We'll recap everything that happened between the Nashville Predators and the New York Islanders, and that's coming up next. Rebirth Sports, check out their work, rebirthsports.com, or find them on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Very easy to find them, and they're very interactive, very good people, and I certainly love having a partnership with that crew. You see me wearing the Renegades of Puck home jersey right here in the bunker. You see me wearing the road jersey, the third jersey, just last night skating with the Mighty Drunks here in Middle Tennessee in the Middle C division. Got a chance to pull on the red, white, and blue Rebirth Sports Mighty Drunks jersey. Good looking threads out there. The rink got asked multiple times, where did that jersey come from? And I had to tell them, of course, because I love having the conversation. Came from Rebirth Sports. Sure to appreciate them. They take visions, make them reality, and they are certainly not jersey makers. They are hockey tailors. So check out their work, rebirthsports.com. We go all the way back to December the 2nd of the year 2022. The Nashville Predators were in New York to take on the Islanders, second night of back-to-backs. After defeating the Devils in overtime last night, the Preds, with quick turnaround, out to Long Island to take on the Islanders, and John Hines deploys his lines in the following way: Granlund, Parsonen, and Duchesne, Forsberg, Sissons, and Janot, Smith, Johansson, and Niederreiter, Trenin, Jankowski, and McCarron. So the lines are already different from even last night, and there has been a continuous adjustment of these lines for the last couple of weeks. McDonough and Josi have not been adjusted as of late, and they have been performing at a very high level together. Ekholm and Carey, Luzon and Fabro, all the other defensive pairings, those have also remained consistent for some time now. Lankinen gets the start in net for the Nashville Predators. We are 1:27 into the first period. Sorokin comes up with a save on Luzon from long range. First shot on goal of the game for the Nashville Predators. At 5:04 of the first period, Lankinen comes up with a save on Pageau. First shot on goal for the New York Islanders. At 8:23, Sorokin comes up with a save on Jankowski. 10:12, our first penalty of the game. Luzon's off to the box. 2 minutes for delay of game. Lee shot hits Lankinen. It trickles. It had to be reviewed. It was upheld to be no goal. This puck was right there on the goal line. Lankinen is able to get his skate over the top of it, honestly obscuring and obstructing any possible view for it being definitive. So it was, of course, ruled because it could not be seen as being completely over the goal line to be a no goal. So an incredible play right here by Lankinen to keep the puck out of the net. We come up with a save on Barzal on the penalty kill by Lankinen, and then Lankinen comes up with another save on Barzal plus the rebound jam. 13:01 of the first period. Bordeaux's off to the box. 2 minutes more slashing. The Preds are going to get their first power play opportunity. Sorokin comes up with a save on Forsberg, plus some rebound jam by Duchesne. Sorokin then comes up with a save on Josi. Forsberg setting the screen. Good traffic in front right here. And then Philip Forsberg is converting with his eighth goal of the season, giving the Nashville Predators a 1-0 lead over the New York Islanders. It was a one-timer from the circle off Duchesne's perfect cross-zone pass right across the low slot from circle to circle. And Philip Forsberg was over there prepared and ready to shoot. He goes ahead and drops down towards one knee and fires that puck to the back of the net. The Preds lead 1-0. 15:02 of the first period. Janot's off the box. 2 minutes for roughing. Outstanding penalty kill by the Nashville Predators. Strong work to keep the Isles to the outside. They were battling physically hard and strong behind their own net, and that work paid off. 17:35 of the first period. Holmstrom hits the post for the New York Islanders, and we hit the end of the first period with the Islanders out shooting the Predators 9-7. We are into the second period. 1:25 now, and Lankinen's coming up with a save on Dobson. 1:41. Lankinen a save on Pageau. 1:59, Lankinen a save on Parise. In the D, finally gets an opportunity to change. The Nashville Predators were pinned in their zone for the first 2 minutes of this period, and a lot of that would go on to continue in this game. 3:26 into the second period, Martin versus McCarron, 5 minutes each for fighting. A big hit on Carrier by Martin. McCarron walks over and asks in the dance, and they go ahead and oblige. Pretty good fight by the two heavyweights out there. Martin probably getting the best of McCarron. 4:49 of the second period, Sorokin comes up with a save on Johansson's dragon shoot from the slot, plus the rebound from out high. 7:05 of the second period, Luzon's off the box, 2 minutes for high sticking. Lankinen comes up with a save on Dobson, plus the rebound by Lee, and then Lee takes a penalty, 2 minutes for tripping while he's trying to track down the rebound. We see a 4-on-4 scenario for 59 seconds, but immediately, Aho takes a penalty, 2 minutes for holding. So now we see a 4-on-3 power play in favor of the Nashville Predators for 52 seconds. And that's where the captain, Roman Josi, is using that extra time and space to absolutely unload for his sixth goal of the season, giving the Nashville Predators a 2-0 lead over the New York Islanders. It was a bomb from out high. It goes bar down and in. We see a 4-on-4 scenario. And then for 43 seconds, the Preds would then have a limited power play, and they would accomplish nothing. And this massively lengthy exchange of special team scenarios finally comes to its conclusions, and the Islanders seize momentum immediately after that, going on the rush as soon as they get their player out of the box. 10:32 of the second, Lankinen comes with a save on Barzal's one-timer. 14:11, Lankinen stops Barzal on the breakaway. Fabro had a turnover at the blue line, leaving Barzal wide open to take the puck all the way through the neutral zone and in on Lankinen. He comes up with a stop. 19:15 the second period, Lankinen comes with a save on Beauvillier. We go to the end of the second period. The Islanders are out shooting the Nashville Predators 27-17 now at the end of the second period, but the Preds hold a 2-0 lead. We're into the third period now, 2:24 into the third. Lankinen comes up with a save on Pellick through traffic. 3:56, Lankinen comes up with a save on Barzal spinning backhand. 5:27, Lankinen a save on Dobson's heavy shot, and the Isles are just controlling the play and dominating this part of the third period. 8:33, Sorokin has to come out with a save on Forsberg through traffic. Thought it was noteworthy because it was the first time the Preds got down the ice and took a shot on offense in quite quite a bit of time. At 9:01 of the third, Lankinen comes up with a save on Bailey. Romanoff's rebound hits McDonough in the face. He's left bloody and has to exit the game at this time. No word or update on him as of the time of the recording of this show, but it was pretty ugly looking right there. Hopefully McDonough is going to be okay. 10:37, Lankinen comes up with a save on Wahlstrom. D as the screen right there. It's the 40th save of the game for Kevin Lankinen at 10:37 of the third period. 10:56 of the third period. McCarron's off the box. 2 minutes before hooking. This is when the Islanders finally break through. Barzal was buzzing all night in this game, and he finally gets a goal. His third of the season, cutting the lead. 2-1 now in favor of the Nashville Predators. It was a wrist shot from the circle, and it was an absolute snipe. 12:12 of the third period. Lankinen comes up with a save on Barzal, plus the follow-up jam and a scrum after that, which actually benefited the Nashville Predators because it slowed the game down just a little bit. Now, over the next 6 minutes, Lankinen would go on to make 9 more additional saves, and none of them were easy. We'd hit the empty net scenario at 1:27 remaining, and that's when Matt Duchene would cash in for a 6th goal of the season. He outworks the D at the blue line, gets out in the neutral zone, secures the red line, and then puts the puck in the net from long distance. 3-1, Nashville Predators on Matt Duchene's empty net goal, his 6th of the season. Mikael Granlund follows up with another empty net goal shortly after, his 4th goal of the season, and the final score certainly not indicative of how close this game was. The Nashville Predators get out of this arena with a 4-1 victory, sweeping the 2 games over the New York Islanders this season and being able to survive on the second night of back-to-backs after come from behind last night in New Jersey and winning in overtime. They win this one in regulation 4-1. The Islanders outshoot the Nashville Predators 50-23. It looked like with about 4 minutes to go in this game, Lankinen might challenge the all-time saves record for a Nashville Predators goaltender, but the Nashville Predators were able to calm things down in the final minutes of this game, get a couple of empty net goals, and get out of there with the 2 points. Highly impressive way to close this out after the Islanders had so much pressure throughout much of the third period. So the New York Islanders fall to the Nashville Predators on home ice tonight. The Nashville Predators secure the season sweep over the New York Islanders, 4 points out of a possible 4. All 4 of those points against an interconference matchup. Those are going to be critically important when it comes to the Central Division and the Western Conference playoff bracket later on in the season. So for the Nashville Predators, unless they meet for a best of 7 somewhere around the end of May, the beginning of June, that's the last time the Nashville Predators will face off against the New York Islanders this season. So the Nashville Predators go 2-0 against the Islanders, and they close out the regular season series. That was the Rebirth Sports Bowl Game Recap. Talk about a great partner of the show, Strong Style Fitness. With the late start today, that gave me an opportunity to jump in the trenches with Strong Style Fitness and get in a lower body workout. Not sure if I'm going to make it up the set of steps that lead from the bunker back to the barracks, but I'm sure going to try. Strong Style Fit, an incredible personal trainer. Over 150 workouts available free to you, Renegades of Puck, over there on YouTube. Check out their work, strongstylefit.com. Strong Style Fitness can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Certified personal trainer that absolutely loves assisting the Renegades of Puck. So whether it's your first stretch off the couch or your journey to fitness has been going on for a long time, she has a workout that's all designed for you, and she can go ahead and take care of you. That's Strong Style Fitness, incredible partner here to the Renegades of Puck. Lankinen was 48 out of 49 in this game, 22 out of 23 in the third period, and he was under siege, not by just Barzal, but by the entire New York Islanders roster. It was a career night for Lankinen and a huge confidence boost for the Nashville Predators, knowing that they have signed the absolute right backup goaltender for this season to back up UC Saros. It was a career night for Lankinen, and he was incredible in this one. He stopped every kind of shot possible, including doing the splits and keeping his skate on the goal line, keeping a puck from going over the goal line, or at least obstructing the view just enough to prevent anyone from being able to call it a goal. Lankinen incredible in net tonight for the Nashville Predators. The Predators really lucky to have him, and that performance was really, truly, probably going to be one of the best performances of the entire season. It was the best performances of his career to this point. He's a young netminder, though, and performances like that are certainly going to open up plenty of eyes of other GMs around the league. The Nashville Predators, though, are lucky to have Lankinen this season, and this was one hell of a performance. And in that third period, he was just absolutely absolutely under siege, making so many saves it was impossible to even keep track or take notations on them at times. They were coming in bunches, and they were certainly coming in numbers, and the New York Islanders were putting the pressure on Lankin, but he was able to stand tall in this game for a full 60. The captain, Roman Josi, with the goal and assist, 2 points in this game, 5 shots on goal, 4 block shots, 24-4 time on ice. He simply led his team to victory. That power play goal that he scored, he just unleashed that heavy shot from out high, goes bar down, puts it in the net. That's the game-winning goal in this game, and that was a statement goal right there. The captain willed his team over the finish line in this second night of back-to-backs. And for Roman Josi, he started the season off kind of quietly, kind of slowly, even got some critical analysis here on this show, but now he is absolutely red hot. He is at 20 points on the season in 23 games played. If he continues on the offensive pace that he has been on, and now the new pairing with McDonough, they are virtually unbeatable in 5-on-5 play right now. So highly impressive to see what the captain Roman Josi is doing right now. Matt Duchene, second night in a row, we're definitely going to talk about him and bring in the jam. You would think a player that's starting to get older like he is would be slowing down 24 hours and 6 periods of hockey. Not Matt Duchene, not at all. Perfectly example of this would be the empty net goal, where he wins the battle at the blue line, wins the battle in a neutral zone, secures the red line, fires the puck into the empty net. Now listen, at the end of the day, it's just an empty net goal, but there was a lot going on in that play. Just like the assist last night in overtime against New Jersey Devils, it was the hard work, it was the essence of no half stepping that Duchene was bringing to that play, and that's what makes that play noteworthy. That's what makes it discussion worthy here on the show. And he's just been outstanding the last couple of games. He's really starting to get his legs underneath him, and this is great news for the Nashville Predators, because improvement by Matt Duchene moving forward would be great. He does have 21 points on the season, but the goal scoring is lagging a little bit behind, only 6 goals in the season, but that empty netter makes it look just a little bit better tonight. Forsberg picks up a goal, picks up an assist, 2 points in this one. Philip Forsberg, great to see him scoring from over there in the circle on the one timer. You know, they've been trying to set him up and feed him quite a bit as of late, and it just hasn't been going for him. He's also able to pick up an assist in this game. Great news. Philip Forsberg, if he's able to get going and able to get hot, well, the Nashville Predators are going to continue having success. It is as simple as that. When your top players are putting up offensive numbers, you're usually having some success. Now, something I definitely want to discuss. Glass out of this game with an injury. McCarron ends up being in instead of Tolvanen. So Tolvanen out. And the real question just becomes this. Is Tolvanen really just out? Is Tolvanen done as a Nashville Predator? Because there have been opportunities where he could get in the lineup and possibly earn his way back in. And John Hines talks about players earning their time, earning their place on the team, earning their spot. Well, if Elias Tolvanen never gets an opportunity, how is he going to possibly earn that spot? I think that Elias Tolvanen's time as a Nashville Predator is frankly over. I don't think they know what to do with him at this point in time. For some reason, John Hines praised him all last year for doing all the right little things. I guess somehow between last year and this year, he's not doing those things any longer, because the coaching staff is highly unimpressed, and you can tell they're highly unimpressed because they don't ever play the kid anymore. He seemed like he was going to be an offensive dynamo at this level, especially when it comes to special teams and on the power play, but it is not panning out that well, and I think that Elias Tolvanen might be out for good, at least as far as John Hines is going to be the head coach here with the Nashville Predators. David Poile might already be on the phones trying to find some draft picks for Elias Tolvanen. That would be a sad ending, because I really thought that he had a lot of upside and possibly still does in the NHL. Here to talk about all of that and more is, of course, Sean C. Smith, A to Z Sports. You can find him on Twitter at SCSNSH. Sure to appreciate Sean jumping in the trenches and filing this report right here. Sean, show's all yours.
Thanks, Charlie. Hey, Renegades, it's Sean C. Smith, and we're going to talk a little bit, really, I mean just a little bit, about this Predators win over the New York Islanders. And we're only going to talk for a little bit tonight because I really want everybody to enjoy the victory. It was a nice victory. 4-1 over the Islanders always feels good. That's a lot of wins in a row over the Islanders. And the Preds are surging, even though some people wanted to question, or resurging, even though some people wanted to question me saying that on Twitter. But it doesn't really matter. There's really no need to argue. The Predators are surging, they're resurging, they're doing really well, they're trending upward, however you want to say it, it's happening. And I mentioned that article again that I wrote. Look, this team is successful right now on the back of the goaltenders. I'm making that plural because Kevin Lankinen is doing extremely well this season. He's one of the better goaltenders in the league, even though he's a backup. Juuse Saros is back to his old form. These two guys are dragging the team along. Roman Josi is doing what he needs to do to make things happen. And we'll say this, I said before, you need some of the other higher paid guys, some of the top guys to step up and be the top guys and remind everybody why they get paid what they do. Did you see that tonight? You saw Roman Josi score a goal. You saw Philip Forsberg score a goal. Matt Duchene scored an empty netter. Mikael Granlund scored an empty netter. Doesn't really matter at the end of the night. People that showed up on the scoreboard are the people who show up at the top of the salary cap chart for the Predators. So, big win, exciting win. We've got some time off. Get your Christmas decorations in order. Get your house ready for the big man to come. Charlie, that's all I got for tonight. I'm going to send it back over to you.
Stripe Digital Solutions is another great partner of the Renegades of Puck, and I sure do appreciate everything Stripe Digital Solutions does for us here in the trenches. Check out their work, stripedigitalsolutions.com, or online, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You see the crest that is on the jersey right here. You see the logo on the wall behind me, the website, renegadesofpuck.com, our social media and brand building plan. All of that is managed by and through Stripe Digital Solutions. We could not succeed on any level in the current world the way it functions without a strong digital partner, and Stripe Digital Solutions is the strongest digital partner. I urge and encourage each and every one of you to reach out to Brandy and start the conversation today. I think that my website is fantastic. My logos, my graphics, I think everything is wonderful, and that is because I have visions and ideas, and then they are whittled down by Stripe Digital Solutions into something that actually is coherent and makes sense on the screen. They do incredible work, and I encourage each and every one of you, check out Stripe Digital Solutions today. Taking a look inside the box score real quick, Matt Duchene with one goal, Philip Forsberg one goal, Mikael Granlund with a goal, and the captain Roman Josi with the goal. Matt Duchene had two assists in this game. Philip Forsberg had one assist, Ekholm with an assist, and the captain Roman Josi with an assist as well. So, of course, Duchene leads the team in assists for this game with two. And then shots on goal, the captain Roman Josi with five shots on goal leads the team in shots on goal. Also, you had plenty of other players getting a shot on goal, at least one. Four shots on goal for Philip Forsberg. When it comes to block shots, captain Roman Josi led the team again in this category with four block shots and five hits for Tanner Janot, led the Nashville Predators in total hits. Trennan with three, Cole Smith with three out there, also being physical in this game. It was a very physical game. It was a very fun game to watch. As a matter of fact, the Islanders are a heavy team. They may have played into the Nashville Predators style of play and identity a lot more tonight than the Devils certainly did the previous night. So for the Nashville Predators, time on ice leaders, 19:01 for Matt Duchene leads all your forwards in time on ice. So a second night in a row, back-to-back games where no forward skated 20 minutes or more. And for your defenseman and for the team overall, the captain Roman Josi, who is just incredible tonight, 24:04 in total time on ice. And I'll just close out the box score discussion by saying, while there's not a box score and a number for it, leading team Roman Josi, certainly he led his team to victory tonight, and it was highly impressive. Lankinen secures the victory for the Predators by going 48 out of 49. He was dynamic, he was electric, he had a career night. And for the Nashville Predators, they sure are lucky that he put up that performance tonight, because the Nashville Predators needed that. So Josi leads his team, Lankinen backstops his team, and the Predators come away with 2 points. And they don't only come away with 2 points, but they come away with 4 points in 24 hours. Listen, two tough barns, two tough rinks to go into. New Jersey right now, by points, is the best team in the NHL, and the New York Islanders aren't very far behind. Two very difficult buildings to go into. This was a three-game road trip straight to hell, going to New Jersey, going out to face off against the Islanders, and then going in Tampa. Well, all the Preds have done so far is pick up 4 points, and they did it in the hardest possible way on back-to-back nights on the road in the Northeast. It's a grinder this time of year. It's incredibly tough, and the Nashville Predators, they continue rolling on. This was another incredibly important victory for the Nashville Predators, and perhaps another signature win. Last night was a signature win. This might be a signature sequence in the Nashville Predators' schedule, winning these two games back-to-back on the road. Highly impressive, and 4 points against the New York Islanders, two victories against the New York Islanders. Again, the Islanders are more than likely a playoff team, and the Nashville Predators were able to sweep the regular season series. That is absolutely outstanding, especially since the Nashville Predators have largely struggled at the beginning part of the season to hear that they've already swept a season series against an interconference matchup. That is important for the Nashville Predators. And listen, it's time to wrap things up. It's going to be weird having a couple of extra days off. I've got Spartans responsibilities coming up over the weekend. I'm going to call 4 games over the Gary Force Acura Ice Arena in Nolansville against Potomac. They'll be in town facing off against the Nashville Spartans. So I'll update you on everything going on there. And we may do a show in the middle of the week, kind of a hybrid, updating you on the two games that the Tampa Bay Lightning play between now and when they play the Predators, and just get you a recap or a reset a little bit closer to when that puck drop will be on Thursday for the Nashville Predators. Again, highly unusual. We don't even know what we're going to do in the bunker, but I'm sure we'll end up filming some kind of crazy commercial. The ultimate one has some crazy ideas. He wants to film some commercials. We got a big announcement coming up, and he wants to film something to make that announcement. I'm just going to tell you this. It's the road trip of a lifetime. You'll have an opportunity to join the Renegades of Puck and Pete Weber in Paradise. I'll get you all the details. We'll do it soon. Make sure you're paying attention to our social media accounts over the weekend and during the break. We will definitely be announcing this trip. The Renegades of Puck are going global, and Pete Weber will be a part of that. We are very much looking forward to telling you all the details, and we hope that each and every one of you can join us on our first international expedition with the Renegades of Puck. For Sean C. Smith and for all the Renegades of Puck, sure to appreciate each and every one of you jumping in the trenches. Follow along on social media. That is very important to us, and thank you very much for each and every one of you for taking the time. And remember, you can always check us out on Full Press Coverage as the Full Press Predators Podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonier. Stick taps, love, and respect.